How would you know if you've ever learned anything? When I teach you, do you learn? How would I know? No preamble, no hello, no niceties. Unless you do life the way I taught you to do it, you didn't learn. Unless you understand that the power of knowledge is in what it enables you to do. Because only action matters. Only action will get you what you want. Unless you know that, unless it is not a know about, not information, but it is in your muscles, you'll remain disadvantaged. You don't have to be a minority. You don't have to have government or society created obstacles in your path. Even without obstacles, you won't even attempt to walk the path. What makes you disadvantaged is that you didn't get that only action will matter. Action with integrity. And not even any action, productive action. 70% of those actions are inner. Inside. In the privacy of your own head. 70%. If you didn't get into the habit of doing things, making things, organizing things as a child, it will be hard for you to start as an adult. And if you had parents who thought that having the right answer is the key to a more respected place in society, you are hosed. If your friends and social circle are where you are, feel disadvantaged and thus blame society, or some segment of it, their parents, the boss, the man, you are really really hosed. If you feel disadvantaged, even if it is only your genes that you blame, I bet you are not looking. Looking is an action. Seeing is an action. Seeing in reality, seeing what is real without the opinion you inherited or added from the immense wisdom of your own is the crucial action. But they are a unit. And it all starts with looking. It is very difficult for a teacher, a trainer, to find a suitable exercise regimen to teach you to look. I may tell you to look, and you hear something else. Maybe you hear, learn, understand, be able to repeat. That is not what I ask you to do, but that is what you hear. And guess, if you don't actually look, you won't see, and won't see accurately. And if you always look in the same place, your mind, then you'll always see what you have always seen. So if you don't look and you don't see accurately, then every action, every doing that comes out of that looking will not be any different than what you have been doing all along. It would be so easy to blame your cognitive abilities or the lack of them. But almost any human's brain is capable for a whole lot more than what they get out of that brain. I measure what your brain can do, what your brain can produce, and then I compare it with what you actually produce with it. 99% of people I measure in the starting point measurements produces less than 1% of what their brain can produce. And then there are some people, the 1% who can. How do I know? Their curiosity score is higher than 1%, and their astuteness level is higher than 1%. Only 1% of the people who ask for their numbers test higher in those areas. And only 1% of those wannabe trained to be more, have more, do more. More of what? More of everything. More life in their years. More joy, more experiences, more love, more accomplishment. More life. So, from this, you can see that I am screwed royally. The numbers are similar everywhere, except that my measures are more stringent. Bigger companies screen students for who is worth training to lead. Lead the programs. 1 in 10,000 is trainable, but being trainable doesn't mean they want to lead your programs. Maybe they want to do what they like to do. And be productive in the world. So this is why, for example, Landmark Education has only about 50 forum leaders only, while they have millions of participants. But let's go back to the beginning, let's go back to the core issues. Knowing that only action produces. And unless you are looking, seeing accurately won't happen. And the design of humans is this: unless they produce, they are not happy. Bummer, eh? I have had some rich clients. All wives. One, even learned to do something that could, potentially, provide her with a way to make a living. If the shit hit the fan and the husband left, or lost his business. One. The world's vibration is the lowest it has ever been. Vibration is a function of what you see and therefore what you do. If you see mighty little, next to nothing, of how life, reality is, your actions, your hopes, your aspirations will be delusional. And your inner state will be unhappy, despite of the smiling, laughing pictures you post on Facebook, or whatever social media you frequent. If you are not happy when no one sees you, then you are not happy. Period. So, as a trainer, my most important job, my most important function is to open your eyes for reality. To help you separate the ashes from the lentils. To know what is real and what isn't. So I need to make you look, and I need to help you see. Accurately. One of the tools I have is the 67 steps. My instructions say. There is nothing to learn. My instructions say, consider this a worldwide tour. On city at a time. See as much as you can, be curious. I say, pay attention to principles. And allow them to change what you see, and how you see. Do it daily. Jot down the principles you found. Remember, a principle is true everywhere. In every area of life. So a principle is not up to you, it was there before you saw it. Now, here is the heart-wrenching truth, how you do anything is how you do everything. And if you do the 67 steps the way you do everything, it will not benefit you. It will be just another thing that will tell you that you are disadvantaged. Being disadvantaged is a comfortable position, you don't have to take responsibility for anything, you are a victim, you are an effect, you are not to blame. But you are always responsible. Except that you don't take the responsibility that belongs to you. Which means that you lie. And therefore you have no integrity. And without integrity nothing works. And now you see the whole picture, you have a life that doesn't work, you have no joy, no fulfillment, no self-expression, because you are unwilling to take personal responsibility to how you see the world. How you look with filters already in place. You see until and unless you take responsibility for everything you say, everything you believe, everything you project, everything you do or not do, you have no access to power. And you have no access to what is possible for you. You won't look with sober eyes, you won't see what is there, you won't see it rightly. And therefore you'll never do what is yours to do. And that is that. You are screwed. Now, here is the most painful part, taking responsibility, seeing that you are responsible is highly dependent on a DNA capacity. But even if and when I turn it on for you, still have a choice to take or not take responsibility. That is what is called free will. It is your birthright. You can choose to take responsibility, get access to power, or choose to not take responsibility and get access to misery. Your choice. Can you be trained? In your starting point measurements I measure that too. In number 30, do you have enough energy to do the work? You see you need to do the work. First you look, then you see, then you correct what you see so you see accurately. Then you do what it takes to turn information into result that stays. That is as part of you as your hand. If not, you have information that is interesting, but useless. Like most things you get on social media, on television, or even on my website. Useless. Worthless. Just bits of data. Doing no work. 91% of all the work your computer is doing is also useless and worthless. But the computer is still more productive than you. What your gray matter does is 99% treading water. So now, that I have told you all this uncomfortable truth, what can you do? I am talking to the 1% that wants to do something. You may want to sign up to my Money Roots workshop. Why? Money is where it is maybe most obvious that you don't see the world rightly. And even though it may be health, or relationship, the principle is how you do anything is how you do everything. And I promise that in the Money Roots workshop you'll see what it is that you don't do or don't see rightly. Of course it is up to you to have the question. If you have no questions, don't sign up. The Money Roots workshop is not information. It is a serious cognitive surgery. I am the surgeon and you are the patient. I make sure I wash my hands. And mask up. If you are inoperable I'll tell you. Is that useful? Hell yeah. If you can stop seeking and start attending to your life, you are better off. Seeking is the visible component of delusion. The visible component of not wanting to take responsibility for anything. Of looking for luck, for God, for the magic wand. And not for what you can do. Get the Money Roots workshop. Session 3 is scheduled for Saturday, September 24, 11 a.m. EDT. That is New York time. It is a continuation of the previous sessions, so I won't accept anyone unless they bought the first two sessions. There will be maximum 6 or 7 participants. So it is highly personal. If you are the 1% of the 1%, I'd love to have you. Here is one of the distinctions we did work with, expectations. And appreciation/gratitude. If you could observe yourself, you expect things, circumstances, behaviors, reactions, etc. 100% of the time. Yes, it is not a typo, 100% of the time. Why? Because your worldview is inaccurate. Now, what happens in life, in your life, is your expectations are either confirmed, or not. When they do, then it is and of course, there is no reason to be grateful, is there? Things happen the way they were supposed to. When they don't, then you are disappointed, angry, you feel disenfranchised, deprived of a right, cheated, slighted, mistreated, dissed, whatever. And of course there is no reason to be grateful, is there? And that is your life. Now, what is the vibration of not grateful like? It is not a number, it is an energy that repels. It makes you repulsive. Repulsive to people, repulsive to whatever would come to you through those people. And if you look, how many people do you have in your environment that are not repulsive in some way? Be honest. If you answered none, I happen to agree with you. If you answer one, then congratulations. It also says something about that one person, they are energy blind. Or you are wearing rose-colored glasses. So yeah. If until now you thought you were the only attractive energy person you know, look at your results, look at your life, look at how people relate to you, and come down from the clouds. You are appalling, repulsive, and that is that. Now, if that is not you, but you are in the 1% of the 1%, you are intelligent enough to know I wasn't talking to you. Or aren't you? Anyway, if you are that, you'll love the Money Roots Workshop. Get the Money Roots Workshop. And if you want to know, before you sign up, what the starting point measurement says about you, here is the link, https://yourvibe.me/starting. Pay special attention to number 30. At this point there are 48 measures, including your vibration, your soul correction, the number of your predatory genes, your astuteness, etc. And if you want to know what I measure and what it means, here is a link to the page where, albeit sloppily, I explain each measurement, https://yourvibe.me/starting point. P.S. If you feel disadvantaged, disenfranchised, watch this video. This could be you. If you manage to change how you look and what you see.